Protests against official corruption gathered strength in Mongolia. Perhaps 20,000 people gathered in Ulaanbaatar, the capital, despite the winter freeze, to denounce the conduct of the country's two biggest political parties. More demonstrations are planned.
The latest eruption of Mount Merapi, a volcano in central Java, intensified, sending lava down its slopes. The Indonesian authorities have not yet issued an evacuation order, but are rushing to repair damaged roads in case of an exodus.
Members of Al-Shabaab, a jihadist group with ties to Al-Qaeda, attacked a hotel and office complex in a normally secure neighborhood of Nairobi, Kenya's capital. At least 21 people were killed, including several foreigners. The assailants were armed with grenades and guns. One attacker was a suicide bomber.
The government of Zimbabwe launched a crackdown on protesters after widespread unrest linked to a rise in fuel prices. Access to the internet was blocked as soldiers patrolled the streets of big cities, arresting and beating young men. At least 8 people were killed and hundreds injured. NGOs reported human rights violations across the country. The government blamed the unrest on the opposition.
The International Criminal Court at The Hague took another knock when its judges acquitted Laurent Gbagbo, a former president of the Ivory Coast, who had been charged with crimes against humanity. Last year, a Congolese former vice president, Jean-Pierre Bemba, was also acquitted, and a case against Kenya's current president, Uhuru Kenyatta, had been dropped 4 years earlier. The court's authority is increasingly questioned, especially in Africa.
A suicide bomb attack in northern Syria killed at least 15 people, including 4 American servicemen and civilians. The attack was claimed by Islamic State just weeks after Donald Trump said the jihadist group was defeated and that he would begin withdrawing American troops from Syria.
Meanwhile, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said his troops would create a 32-kilometer deep safe zone in northern Syria to protect civilians. The announcement came after Mr. Erdogan held a phone conversation with Mr. Trump, who had threatened to devastate Turkey economically if it attacked America's Kurdish allies, whom Turkey considers to be terrorists.
The impasse over funding for a wall on the Mexican border, which has led to the suspension of some public services in America, entered its 4th week, becoming the longest ever government shutdown. The Council of Economic Advisers said the shutdown was having a worse effect on the economy than it had expected. Opinion polls showed that voters blame the president for the shambles.
The Senate held a hearing on whether to confirm Donald Trump's choice of William Barr as Attorney General. Although he has argued in favor of expansive powers for presidents, Mr. Barr promised to allow Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian provocateurs to proceed unhindered. It also said that Mr. Trump had not sought any assurances, promises, or commitments from me of any kind, either express or implied.
Kirsten Gillibrand, a senator from New York, became the second heavy hitter to enter the race for the Democratic presidential nomination.